from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here is Mays, who has hit four balls right on the nose today, three for homers and one a line drive for center. Now the 2-0 delivery, and Mays sends another one. Tell it, bye-bye, baby. Aaron doesn't even move. It's from far up into the center field bleachers. Willie Mays has tied a record, four home runs in a game. The county stadium is going mad.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Willie Mays, four home run game. I don't know the details of that, but if he said County Stadium, it must have been in Milwaukee.
Opening day.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, what did he not do? Gold Glove, well, MVP, World Series champ.
You want me to be a little sarcastic?
Hold on. Let me see what Steiny humor. We got something to talk about before we leave it, too.
He didn't hit four in a row.
Okay. All right.
Rocky Colavito once hit four homers in a row and then flew out deep, but got caught.
Well, that's awesome.
What do we have to talk about?
No, we'll talk about poor guy. What the? Here we go. No, I had to out.
What?
We talked about. No, I had
Let's
to.
Hey,
no, let's not talk now. About It'll it. Be greater later, I think. You got to let it marinate sometime. Just let it marinate. We'll get to it.
Odyssey app, rewind link.
The YouTube chat
you
was
phenomenal,
down.
Too. Sonny, I couldn't. You were. You did great. There's no manual for that. Listen, like, you did great.
Sometimes life happens.
Because your introduction was so phenomenal. It was like,
to who? Right. To which one?
Well, John. We do have a guest coming on at 12, not named John.
Yeah, I believe
Bomani
that.
Jones.
Yeah, I believe that when I hear it.
Oh, man.
I have confirmed that one.
I got you.
All right. It's a funny little story, but.
Let me ask you a question about Willie.
Yes.
So, he had the start in New York. He was a New York Giant. And then he came to San Francisco and became what he was, an icon. Both play. How do you differentiate, or do you think he did it all, you know, his time in New York and San Francisco, studying, because he was always a Giant. But how do you think there was any, or those were just memories, Goo? I was in New York, and then I come to San Francisco, and it is what it is. And the reason I bring that up, I forget who was doing the interview. They said, if you notice, Willie never had a San Francisco. He had the G. The G was for Giants because, you know. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I put myself in his shoes. Are those just memories? And you separate the two, obviously, Steiny. You got love for both places.
Because I look at it, believe it or not, I look at it as the other way around. I look at it as he was a player in New York City. And he played a lot of his career there, and he obviously made a crazy impact.
Yeah.
On,
oh my gosh,
New York City, and everybody was watching baseball back then in the Northeast. And then he came to San Francisco and clearly won over baseball fans out here. And now you have two places who celebrate him, along with, I mean, quite frankly, everybody's celebrating him today. So, I mean, I don't know if he felt differently about New York than he did San Francisco, but I think I can say with certainty that New York and San Francisco think the same of him, which is he was among the greatest ever, no doubt. And he had an ability to capture something outside of baseball.
It's amazing. Well said, but, you know, I was out last week when Jerry West passed, mm-hmm. and you and Evan did a great job, but something that just will, it'll stay with my person is, you said, sports heaven. What could you watch? You know, if Stoney, for me, again, I just keep going back to watching Willie Mays, man, in the Negro Leagues, Rome Center Field, or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wish we had that. That footage, and we
no,
don't.
Man,
so
no doubt. Yeah. I mean, that would fit in perfectly to that thought. Let's go to Riff Raff. Riff Raff's in Daly City. If you want to share anything about Willie Mays, 888-957-9570. And coming up at noon, Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones is going to join us, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones, for more perspective on Willie Mays. Thanks, Riff Raff. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you? Good show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Willie Mays memory. I'm an older guy.
Okay.
I've had the privilege to see Willie Mays play the greatest baseball ever, and Jerry Rice, who was voted the greatest football player ever in my lifetime, and listen to the great Lon Simmons broadcast Niners and Giants games. Lon Simmons was phenomenal. My Willie Mays story was when I was a kid, my dad said, we're going to take you out of school tomorrow and play hooky. And I'm like, what's hooky? That's when you get to skip school. And he said to me, we're going to go see Willie Mays play tomorrow. He didn't say we're going to go see the Giants play. He said, you're going to see Willie Mays play tomorrow. And Willie, later in the game, it was at the old stick, was like a horseshoe. There was no stands in the outfield. My dad yells at Willie, I got my son here, And he caught a fly ball to end the inning, and he threw it to my dad right on target. Of course, my dad dropped it. Somebody else got it. So I don't have that souvenir. But I got to see some of the greatest athletes ever right here in the Bay Area, and Willie was the greatest baseball player of all time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Riff Raff. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what, my dad drops that ball. I have even a worse relationship than I had already with my dad.
He had a good relationship.
Come on, Pop. Pop's got to catch that.
So you remember going to the yard to watch baseball back in your day with you and Pops?
You know what? Not like that.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But, yeah, we'd go with the whole family and stuff.
Right, gotcha.
But
that's what
no, I mean, yeah. I remember going to games with my Pops. I don't mean to dissect that sentence. Absolutely. Went to baseball games. If it would make a trip to Philadelphia two times a year, watch the we'd always go up to Yankee Stadium one time a year, too.
Man.
Not that anybody cares. 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays has passed at 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and obviously was a fixture here in San Francisco and much beloved. If you want to jump in and share anything Willie Mays related, 888-957-9570. And just for kicks, if anybody out there's got any kind of memory about John Sally, any John Sally
best
memories,
damn sports show, remember that? I watched every night.
You can also
I got a question
call
for the Willie Mays fans. And
okay,
hopefully, like Bomani, I know he's not from the Bay, but you know, hey, he might know. So Joe DiMaggio from San Francisco, right? This was his town. There was no Bay Area baseball, no California baseball until the Dodgers and Giants came. So Willie Mays is a star in New York. Stoney, I do wonder, and Evan, how long it took for him to get accepted by the city, you know? Or was that right away? I got to feel some type of way. Was there a delay? Or, you know what I mean? Like, or was it just instant?
I could guess on this one, but if I'm wrong.
This was Joe's town, Stoney.
But if I'm wrong, I'm happy to be corrected right. on it at 888-957-9570. I mean, when they moved to San Francisco, Willie Mays was already an established star.
Gotcha.
So I gotta believe that San Francisco was, and I know DiMaggio was from here, but DiMaggio played with the
You're
Yankees.
You're right.
When Willie Mays came here, I gotta believe it was essentially getting an expansion team.
Mm.
And you get the expansion team with the greatest player in baseball. I gotta believe it was love at first sight. I'm just guessing. But if I'm not right, I'm happy to be told I'm not right on this one. But I gotta believe that San Francisco just fell in love with him right away.
Now, the reason I bring that up, I got to believe there were Yankee fans here in San Francisco because of DiMaggio. And maybe there, you know what I mean? There was, and he won them over. Not all, Stoney, you're right. I'm sure it was love at first sight because you knew, you know, this is a bad dude. But we're talking about DiMaggio, Stoney. I mean, people were in love with him, and rightfully so. Just a thought I had.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Juan. Juan is in San Mateo. Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Hey, just fine. This is my first time and last time calling because I think this is something significant to say.
Okay.
I was about 12 years old, and I caddied for Willie Mays and John Brody in a double.
Wow.
And I met, this is serious business, I met him at the Swanky Club on the peninsula. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to slander it. But the same club that he played at, they would petition to keep him out of there. And the only reason I met him, because my father shined shoes there and cleaned the lockers. And him and Willie Mays were only black things out there. So he kind of had a kindred with my dad. My dad set me up. And I got this caddy job with him one time with him and John Brody. But I'm thinking, you know, it hurts me today because I didn't understand what this man was going through back then. I know they treat my father bad out there, kind of.
Right.
But they treat this man who had the money and the reputation, and they still seem like he was dirt. Still like that. And to this day, I didn't have the concept back then, but I cried last night because what this man was going through, and I didn't even pick it up. But I understand now, and that's why the bitterness in my heart now. A man has so much money, so much talent. He goes to a club on the peninsula here, and they petition to keep him off there because of the color of his skin.
Crazy, man.
So, you know, dude, this is special to you, bro. Where black men went back to then, the players today, they don't even have half the battle. So, you know, there's no way in the world you can compare today's black athlete to yesteryears. There were men, and what they went through set the standard for the guy today to make that money. But God bless Willie, Aaron, all, especially the black man who Aaron and May said they were even better than they were. They just didn't get the chance.
Hey, let me add this.
All those,
oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
No, I was just going to add. My bad. Go ahead and finish, man. I'm just excited.
So all those black men who we'd never heard of who were also great athletes, you know, may they rest in peace. And I hope that I carry their honor with me every day. With pride and just carry myself well as a black man.
Yeah,
that, I think you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Stoney. I was just going to add, there were reasons for him to be maybe pissed off or have a chip on his shoulder. Him and a lot of other black ball players, Stoney. I'm talking about the great Willie Mays having to start with the Black Barons, but he didn't, it never seemed like that. Like if he was dealing with it or was upset, it was behind closed doors. People just gravitated to him because it felt like Stoney, every breath he took, every step he took, he enjoyed it. It was like life was baseball to him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm looking up at the TV screen and seeing some great black and white footage of Willie Mays, and that's the other thing. I love seeing those old clips of great players.
The uniforms too, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, passes yesterday at 93 years old. And somebody had texted in on the Xfinity Mobile text line, you know, why would anybody cry over somebody that they never met or never maybe saw a play even? But that story right there from Juan is why. And I get it, Juan caddied for Willie Mays, but what I'm getting at is, whether you met him or not, he seemed to impact regardless people out there. 888-957-9570 if you want to share any Willie Mays thoughts. Let's go to Maureen. Maureen's in San Jose. Hey, Maureen, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hey. I'm Miss Gilbert's sister.
Miss Gilbert's
sister.
Oh, that's
my fourth grade teacher. Yes. Wow. Welcome.
That's right. Thank you. So I'm her older sister, and currently she is back spending a couple of days at the Field of Dreams house. You can rent it and spend time there. So the last text photos were of her with some ghost player who comes out of the field at night at the Field of Dreams. But I had a Willie story to share. Our younger sister, when we were living in Sacramento, she was 5 years old, got into a massive fight with the neighbor boy because she explained to him that our family knew Willie Mays. And Victor kept saying, you don't know Willie Mays. And finally, our brother had to set Lori straight that no, we didn't know Willie Mays. Lori's defense was that she heard Willie talked about so much in our house, she was convinced he was a family friend.
That is now, a great story.
Now, but there's a follow-up, because years later, she goes into sports writing and was able to be around Candlestick when they were transitioning out of Candlestick. So one of the days she's there to cover the closing of Candlestick, Willie and Willie are there. So she's out of her mind, having grown up hearing about Willie and Willie. And she forgets that she's a press gal. She goes over to Willie, explains the five-year-old Lori story that she thought we knew him personally because we talked about him so much in our family home. Willie takes her hand and says, well, now you do know me. I am a friend of the family.
There it is. How beautiful is
that? Wow, that's a great story, yeah. Maureen.
I could picture him smiling, Maureen, saying that.
Maureen, thank you so much. Like, that's a great story.
Yeah, you remember we took a picture with my at Oracle. We were doing pre and post my fourth game, fourth grade teacher, Miss Gilbert, and she's still doing well. And I don't know if you remember us three took a pic together.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was her sister.
Remember like it was yesterday.
At the Field of Dreams. Go get it.
Oh, can I ask a question about that? Because that, so you're telling me the Field of Dreams house is now a hotel or something that you can actually stay at? That's what it sounded like to me, but I didn't know if that's the case. Can somebody confirm? It sounded like somebody, you can stay at the Field of Dreams house. I'd love to get that confirmed, but love to get John Fogerty confirmed too, but I couldn't get that. Randall in Fairfield. Hey, Randall, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing? Hey, just a quick story about Willie Mays and what he did for me and my dad. My dad and a lot of African-Americans moved here from the South. And, you know, they were not treated in the best way when they got here, including Willie. When Willie got here, my dad used to say, you know, they shunned him. It took him a year or so for them to even accept him. I mean, of course, he was a great ball player, but there was a lot of prejudice here. And what he did, not only on the ball field, but for the other men who came here and women and families from the South who worked on the shipyards and that sort of thing, he gave them motivation to hang in there. That, look, we're going to make it no matter what. They're going to accept us no matter what. And that's what he did. And I remember my dad took us to the ballpark in Candlestick with the old cyclone fence. They used to give you badges because it was so cold out there. If you could stick around past the seventh inning, you got a badge for being out there because it was so cold.
Wow.
And Willie Mays, we used to have these baseball cards. Last thing I'll say, and I still have it. I have a Willie Mays baseball card and Willie McCovey and Bobby Bonds. And his is Willie Mays in action. And if you look at this card, his right leg is above his head when he's about to throw the ball. So that tells you what kind of athlete he was at that time. And, man, he was the greatest ball player, in my opinion, who ever played. But also what he did for the ones who came here from the South, you know, is you can't put it in words what he did for them. He was their role model. He helped them make it and hang in there and stay here and change the way people thought of people. Who they're not based on their skill colors, but the way they perform. So that's all I have to say, fellas. And thank you guys for letting me share.
Absolutely. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And rumor has it, Stoney, that Jackie Robinson told Blanche Rickey and the Dodgers about Willie Mays, and they watched Willie Mays and thought he couldn't hit a curveball, Stoney, so they passed. So that's how he became a Giant. So if that's actual fact, just imagine that, man. You know what? This Stoney ain't got it, and then you end up being, man, one of the best to ever do it. Like, can you think of a better center fielder just in regard to tools right now off the top? I mean, and that's why when Evan said goo, it was there was five tool around before Willie. I'm like, dude, you might be. I think you might be right.
I mean,
power.
The consensus.
Arm.
The consensus is he could do it all.
All right.
Absolutely. Let's go to Hans. Hans is in Half Moon Bay. Hey, Hans, how you doing?
Good. Good. Thank you for taking the call. As a child, my dad took my brother and I to go see him. And, I was born in 1954, the year he won the World Series. And what I remember is just that he had this extraordinary spirit. I mean, his love for the game, you could just feel it in the park. And any time he came to the plate or a ball was hit to center field, everybody just stood. I mean, you just wanted to see what he was going to do. His love for the game just came like an energy outside of him. Mm. And he was just so exciting to see. And I've never seen a player that affected me like that ever since then.
Thanks for sharing.
He was amazing.
Thank you for sharing, Hans. Appreciate it. You know what it sounds like to me? Forget off the field, because I can't really speak to that.
Because it scares me when I think about that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I'm talking about on the I always say this, on the field. One of the things that I can remember of all my sports memories is when I'm at a game and there's a guy on the court or on the field that just stands out. And you walk and you watch the game for 3 minutes and you might not even know, and you're like, that's the best player on the court, and it's not even close. Mm. That's the best player in the field, and it's not even close. And I get the feeling that when you saw Willie Mays play for a couple innings, and you saw him bat a couple times and maybe run down a fly ball, steal a base, whatever, you thought, this guy's better than everybody on the field, and we're at the major league level. That's kind of what it feels like, or how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays has passed, 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Quite frankly, was a living legend and a fixture in the Giants organization and out here in the Bay Area. Anybody who loves baseball knows who Willie Mays is, and because he was so close to this area and a lot of people in this area.
He was around.
888-957-9570 if you want to share any of your thoughts on Willie Mays.
What about last night? I want to give credit to John Miller, Flim, and Hunter Pence, Donnie, because they got that news on the fly. And John Miller, great stories, all of them. But, I mean, that can't be easy. This dude is, like, when you say San Francisco Giants again, I think of Willie Mays, Donnie. Not Barry Bonds, Willie Mays. And then we hadn't even talked about that. His godson is arguably the next baseball player to some that ever do it.
Yeah. You know how he got his nickname, the Say Hey Kid?
The reporters in New York would say, hey.
Throwing
up, too. I don't know what that.
May's famous nickname is the Say Hey Kid.
Yeah.
He earned the label in his rookie season with the New York Giants in 51, thanks to Barney Kremenko, a New York Journal American sports writer. Mays would regularly say who, say what, say where, say hey. Kremenko took that and ran. He referred to the rookie as the Say Hey Kid in his story, and the name remains popular today. Say Hey was Mays' way of speaking to someone, kind of if he didn't remember your name.
Okay, got
Say
you.
Hey.
Oh, I would have used
hey,
that
Willie,
one.
Hey, Willie, say hey.
Yeah.
But that's from...
That was his version of me when I'm out and about. How do you spell your name?
Exactly. Exactly. excuse me. You know, how do you spell your name? K-I-M. Kim.
There you go.
Oh, that's you. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, Willie Mays passes at 93, one of the greatest baseball players of all time and one of those athletes that impacted not only sports fans, but people outside the sports world. If you want to jump in, 888-957-9570.
And Bomani at 12.
Bomani Jones in a half hour. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field is in. Willie plays all fields.
Every now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than can't begin. Swings the bat like a...
All right. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Wow, listen to that. Soul.
Say hey. Say who?
Willie Mays has passed at the age of 93.
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Baseball icon, made a big impact here in the Bay Area. And if you got stories or memories to share, today is the day to do it. Willie Mays, 93 years old, and he passed yesterday peacefully at the age of 93. We have some calls, and I'm going to get to them.
Right.
John Miller is also an icon in baseball in his own right.
Yep.
And I want to take a listen to John Miller remembering Willie Mays.
A baseball legend. An American icon. Willie Mays. The Say Hey Kid was a true giant of his time. Born in Westfield, Alabama in 1931, Mays began displaying his athletic prowess at an early age. Before he even graduated high school, he was playing center field for the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. In 1951, Mays emerged as a rising star for the then New York Giants. He won Rookie of the Year honors just 4 years after baseball's color barrier had been broken. For the next 23 seasons, his achievements would cement his title as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. In New York, he dazzled crowds at the Polo Grounds and led the team to a World Series championship. His charisma and joyfulness were infectious. He was often seen playing stickball with kids in the neighborhood. When the Giants moved west in 1958, he brought his exciting brand of baseball to a new audience in San Francisco. Making impossible catches, speeding around the bases, launching home runs, Willie's showmanship and style were undeniable.
Here's the pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back, way back, way back. Well, it's goodbye, number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye Baby Bonanza.
He was one of the greatest home run hitters of all time, with an incredible 660 career homers, even though he missed nearly two full seasons serving in the Army during the Korean War. He played in 24 All-Star games, tied for the most in National League history. He won 12 Gold Gloves and 2 Most Valuable Player awards. But his accomplishments off the field were also impactful. He remained a presence in the Giants clubhouse after his playing days, mentoring hundreds of young players. Forever a kid at heart, he also committed himself to supporting underserved youth throughout the rest of his life. Willie's impact echoes throughout the baseball community. From the tree-lined promenade of Willie Mays Plaza to the halls of Cooperstown. And in 2015, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom to honor his remarkable contributions to our country and its national pastime. As baseball endures, so do Willie's values of consistency, dedication, and courage. With an indelible mark on our hearts, he leaves us with a lasting reminder to work hard and find joy in this great game and this extraordinary life. Say hey, Willie Mays, the best there ever was.
Wow. All right, that was John Miller talking about Willie Mays, one of the greatest to ever do it. And this is your time to talk about Willie Mays. If you would like, at 888-957-9570. Willie Mays passes away at 93 years old. Let's go to Billy in Oakland. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad day. Now, I grew up in New York. My dad was a huge, huge baseball fan, and he passed it on to me. And I was born in 55. So I grew up hearing about the golden age of Mays, Mantle, and Duke Snider in the outfields of New York. And I was a big Yankee fan because my dad was a Met fan, so I had to, you know, be different.
Right.
But I remember when I was just turned 17 in 1972 and Mays was traded to the Mets. And my dad said to me, "We're going to a Mets game." I said, "Dad, I don't want to go to a Mets game. I'm a Yankee fan. I want to go to the Mets stink." And he said, "You're going to go see Willie Mays. And you're going to be thankful to me someday that you got to see Willie Mays." And it was so true. You know, the guy was amazing. I don't know what to say. It's just so sad that, you know, he passed just before the Rickwood game. Man. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you say? You know, the guy was an icon.
Thank you, Billy. You just said it. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Man.
Willie Mays got traded to the Mets in 72. And 1973 was his last year in the major leagues. Last year in the major leagues was 1973. In 1972, he played 19 games for the Giants, and then 69 for the New York Mets. James is in Vallejo. Hey, James, how you doing? You want to? Yeah, hi, James.
First time caller. How you doing?
Hanging in there, buddy. What do you got for us today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Turn your radio down, please.
1972. You played.
Let's go to Tim in San Jose. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Talk about. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
First time, long time. I just wanted to say a quick story.
Sure.
One time I got to meet Willie. It was during the recession. It was a couple years, obviously, before we won we had the dynasty and the three championships before.
We lost them.
Now, but back then they would have it spread out throughout the property. You know, in the middle of the infield, out in some of the hangars as well, and in the different lots that used to be there. And he was a big attraction, right? Everyone was at his table to try to meet him and get his autograph. And it was coming towards the end of the day. He had been there for multiple hours, and I had noticed that it cost $100 to donate to his foundation to get his autograph. And I didn't have that much cash on me. I was on a cash budget back then, and
I was kind of contemplating, do I get in line? I mean, it's Willie Mays. How many times chances are you going to get to meet this guy? And I ended up waiting till the very end, let the whole line pass, and they were starting to wrap things up. And I was at the very last, the end of the line, and I came up. It was my turn, and I said, "It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Mays." Shook his hand. It almost broke my hand. I don't know if you guys ever shook his hand before, but it's, I mean, he had a death grip and a huge hand just engulfed my hand. And I got to meet him. And I said, "Mr. Mays, I do not have $100. And I have my wallet in my hand." And he takes it from my hands. He goes in, pulls the $62 cash inside of it, sets it down on the table. And he says, "You're good, son." And he takes the baseball I had, sweet spots it with a Sharpie, and now it's the centerpiece, obviously, of my baseball collection. But shook his hand one more time and said thank you, and that was my meeting with the GOAT. And I think, you know, with all the legends we have from Bay Area sports, with Joe Montana, Steph Curry, to Rick Barry, Jerry Rice, I think Willie's at the top of that list. You know, he's the best.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing.
Stani, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I found out this morning talking to you and Evan, the great Rick Barry wore 24 because of Willie Mays.
Yes.
Wow.
That is accurate.
Wow.
Rick Barry wanted to play center field, and he wore number 24 in honor of Willie Mays, and then he took it to the NBA, and or ABA first, and then the NBA. Let's go to D in Oakland. Hey, D, how are you, my man?
Hey, how you doing, Stani?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
And Guru, what's up with you, Guru?
All right, a sad day, man. We're celebrating Willie, though.
That's right. That's right. Listen, so what it is? My grandparents, you know, also from down south, they came out here. Of course, the Giants come out here with Willie. And, you know, they used to go to Candlestick, of course. And my granddaddy told me that he used to sit in the bleachers on purpose because, yeah, using, you know, Willie play center field. Candlesticks was open, if y'all know, back then. You know, it wasn't enclosed. So that wind was blowing, you know what I'm saying? And then the thing about it is also Willie, because of the fact that Candlestick was open, he himself said, "I would have hit way more home runs if Candlestick had got closed when we got here," you know, which I believe. But my personal memory, though, is like, Steiner, you know this. I think, Guru, you probably do, too. Back in the days, man, baseball, Major League Baseball had old-timers games.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it was great, man. My greatest – and I'm not even a Giants fan. I've always been an A's fan. But, man, I took my grandpa to – see his hero, you know. This is in 1982. I'll never forget it. July 1982, right after the All-Star break. So we get out there. We on the third base side of Candlestick. And, of course, the greats, McCovey and them, and Mays comes over. And I had a picture of Willie Mays. And I asked him, "Please, Mr. Mays, could you please sign this for my grandfather? He's, you know, you're his hero, blah, blah, blah." He said, "Sure, son. Come on over here. Bring it to me," you know, like that.
Yeah.
I said, "Man, okay." So I gave it to him, but my dumb self didn't have nothing for him to sign it with. I didn't have no pen or nothing.
Oh.
So I'm like, "Yeah." So he's like, "Son, you got a pen?" I said, no. I said, "I'm looking around. Hey, anybody got a pen?" So another fan, I don't know who he is, but God bless him. You know, he pulled out a pen and said, "Here you go." I said, "Man, thank you." So I gave it to him. Willie signed it for my grandpa. You know, my grandpa was still kind of, you know, sitting where he was sitting, you know, he was elderly at the time and whatnot. And then I said, "Thank you so much, Mr. Mays. This will, I'll never forget this moment, you know."
Sure.
That ain't the end of it. After giving it to my grandpa, he was so happy. But that ain't the end of it. Let me tell you, Willie, I think, was in his 50s. He had to be in his 50s at the time. You know, like I said, 82. Man, his second time up. Home run to left field, rocked the whole stadium. He was the only old timer who hit a ball even far enough to clear the
field. Man,
that's my greatest memory. Rest in peace.
No, thanks, D.
Yeah, that's awesome. Day.
Thanks, D. Man, thank God.
I love that.
Yeah, Evan, you listening?
Huh?
I just wanted it.
You got it.
Starting to make me laugh.
But
that's
it.
The worst thing to do. Laugh is because that'll encourage him. But nevertheless,
we'll laugh later.
Like, have you ever heard like old timers day? Later. Have you ever?
Old Timers Day?
Yeah. Just, what do you know about it? Anything?
I feel like the closest thing to that that I've seen is like a fantasy camp, like okay. where old-time players come out and you can pay to, you know, go down and basically wow. like live like a ball player for a day or two.
Yeah, about, wow. Back in the day, a lot of teams yeah. had old-timers day, and they would actually play a game or at least three or four innings with old-time players. The Yankees used to have probably the greatest old-timers old-timers day, where it would be 1975, but Billy Martin and Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford are playing all-stars from other teams, and they actually played the games. Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
Right now?
Like, Barry Bonds would be playing. How old Bonds? Probably 50.
He's in good shape.
50-something. Like, Bonds.
Dusty Baker?
It would be as if the Giants invited all their legends back and would actually play a game. It seems so crazy now to even think of kind of old-timers doing that. Let's go to Spencer is in Oakland. Hey, Spencer, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I just, you know, I feel like I remember there was a push to change the NBA logo.
You know what, Spencer, call back because we didn't have the greatest connection there.
Yeah, he was going logo. I just automatically thought of the catch at the Polo Grounds, Donnie. Like, man.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of this line? Every day is an old-timer's day for Evan.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It is fun.
Drew Down also wanted me to ask you, Stoney, do you think Willie Mays... Now, this is hard. Before I read it,
Willie Mays
is the most universally loved athlete of all time. He's in the club because it's so hard to give somebody that, right? The most universal loved athlete of all time. He's in the club. It could be him, but I don't want to do a disservice to anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, that's heavy praise.
I'm trying to think who would fit that bill.
Well, I think it's also unique. Universal. There's probably not a lot of black athletes that fall into that category from his time period that are universally beloved.
I think that's probably true, for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Willie Mays, who passed yesterday at the age of 93. Let's go to James. James is in Vallejo. Hey, James.
Hey, how you going?
Hey.
Yeah, the first time calling. Just want to say my condolences to the family. And I can say Willie Mays, he was the greatest center fielder that I know of. You know, I got a chance to visualize and, you know, see him in the early 60s. And he got a chance to come to Vallejo, California, which I stay. And we had a park called Wilson Park. And so everybody said, man, Willie Mays coming to the Wilson Park. So I wanted to make sure I was down there just to see, right? So when he showed up, people crowded all around and got all around him. And I was just happy to see him. And so he put on the exhibition, you know, by getting a home run over the fence, right? And I was like, wow, look out before he hit that ball. Look out before he hit the ball, you know. So everybody was excited. I was really excited. I think I was around 15 years old at the time, you know. And then another time, my wife and I, you know, just getting ready to move out of their house. And so we had to clean up, you know. And so through the attic, we were cleaning up and we came up on this Willie Mays drawing. Right? It was so crisp. If you look at it, it's like, you know, he's looking right at you, right? And I said, man, I wonder who did this. And it says Bettis, but I don't know, B-A-T-I-S. And I said, wow. And so my wife said, you know what? Willie Mays is going to be, I think, somewhere in San Jose, and he's going to be signing autographs. I said, oh, please try to get that, take it over there to him. And so so she got a chance to take it to him, you know, and she got a chance to get him to sign it, right? And so when she approached him, he looked at the picture like, he said, man, like, wow. Where you get this from, you know, in so many words, you
right.
know? And so it was strange. And so he said, okay, he said, my husband wants you to sign it real big. And, you know, he signed it so big on the, on the picture, and he put a stamp on it and everything. He said, is this big enough for you?
Wow.
So those are the kind of, and I love Willie Mays, and through the World Series, you know, I got a chance, I was a season ticket holder for, I guess, since they came to Pac Bell. And I got to see all the World Series, so I got a chance to see Willie Mays a lot, you know, from the first base side, and when he came on the field, he'll be announced, you know. So that was just great. We're going to miss him, you know, but we're not going to forget him.
That's,
you know, so may God rest, may you rest in peace, and God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, James in Vallejo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome, Stoney. And this park that they're playing at, Rickwood, is the oldest baseball diamond in the States.
Incredible.
Like, they kept it up. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I can't wait to watch.
I mean, that game's got a little extra significance now. That'll be played tomorrow, Giants and St. Louis. And coming up in 10 minutes, Bomani Jones is going to join us. And he's the host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. We're talking Willie Mays. How can you not talk about Willie Mays? Passes at 93 years old. And someone who's just synonymous with baseball, Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, we sit here and talk about community, taking care of one another, and what the world was like and what he had to deal with being a black man during the Jim Crow era and racism and all that stuff. But, Stoney, we have the old ship. He had the Red Rooster in New York and Small Paradise. So they had a table after game days. He would seat about 10, Stoney. So he'd go hang out. And they'd get a call. He'd get a call about 9 p.m. Willie, you got to go. He had to leave. They wouldn't let him get too loose so he could be ready for tomorrow. But he said he had no problems in New York, man, because they took care of him. They knew who he was. And he was just a good dude. But I found that fascinating. So go hang out, dance a little bit. Hey, you got to go home, bud. And they'd get him out of there.
Spencer is in Oakland. Hey, Spencer, how you doing, man? Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thanks again for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the logo piece.
Sure.
I don't, you know, if you ask kids of this generation, you know, maybe they've never seen or, you know, other than say the Legends days, you know, out at the ballpark and things like that, maybe they never saw any highlights or saw him play, but everybody has seen the catch, whether it be, right, you know, at the beginning of a ball game or something like that. Everybody see, even if they don't know it's Willie Mays, they've seen the catch. So I really do think there should be some consideration there with him having, you know, a logo. Maybe it's not the official MLB logo if people really have a problem with that, but, you know, they can have it as a part-time thing or use it for specific events or something like that. And I just want to say, you know, for Bay Area folks, I know it's two different generations, but probably saw, you know, two of the greatest outfielders in Willie Mays and Ricky Henderson in the Bay Area of all time.
I mean,
a lot of people will put both of them in the top five players of all time. And to have them both, you know, I know they're different generations, but to have them both, I was very much, you know, a little kid yelling, "Run, Ricky, run," at the Coliseum. But, you know, my dad did have a lot of, you know, Willie Mays memories and, you know, would always speak very highly of him, even though he was an A's fan. So I think we were very blessed to see both of them play and, you know, have that kind of history here in the Bay Area. And, yeah, rest in peace and God bless him and his family.
Thank you very much. No, thank you, Spencer. Appreciate it. From the 510, I'm a 32-year-old white guy and have been deeply moved by hearing everyone's stories.
Man.
I've cried like four times today. It's incredible to hear about how he touched everyone's soul. Seemed like a real-life superhero. I love you guys so much. Well, thank you. We're just listening along with you.
And just think about, I keep going here, Stoney, because I, as a black man, I just couldn't imagine living in times during the late 50s. I couldn't be a cop. I couldn't be a fireman. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't be a sheriff. Like, those things were, just because of the color of your skin, Stoney, you could not apply. That could not be your dream. He lived through that era, and every time I saw him, he had a smile on his face.
Yeah. All right. Willie Mays passes at 93 years old. He passes yesterday. And joining us on the other side is Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones is an Emmy Award-winning executive producer. He's a sports commentator. He's also the host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. That segment was also brought to you by Safeway. On the other side, again, Emmy Award-winning executive producer and sports commentator Bomani Jones to talk about Willie Mays on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.